Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You're listening to a verse-by-verse study of God's Word, the Shepherd's Pulpit. God bless you. I hope the broadcast will be a help to you and your inner man as we study God's Word, word by word, verse by verse. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 16. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 16. We're looking at this statement that's made by Paul. We faint not. We faint not. We'd like to say, don't lose your heart. It's so easy to lose your heart. To get so beat up. To get so weighed down that you lose heart. That you faint. I just believe there's some Christians. They're good. They love Jesus. They want to do what's right. Faithful to church. But they're hurting. They're about to the place where they've listened to the evil one and listened to other people long enough that you say, I just won't ever go back to church. Or you might go to church, but you'll never be involved. Or you might go to church and you'll never be what you once were. You're just going to be on the outside looking in. Don't faint. Don't lose heart. Paul says, I didn't. And if anybody faced persecution as great as Paul, I don't know of one. For the which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is renewed day by day. It's an incredible statement. We faint not, but there's a familiar struggle. Boy, isn't it familiar? Our outward man perish. The reason it's so easy to lose heart and faint is because the outward man perishes. The outward man is dying. That outer man refers to the fleshly part of us. It's talking about both the body and the mind. It's actually, I believe, talking about the results of aging in the body and sin in the mind that strips away our joy and hope and peace. We're told the outward man is perishing. It's rotting, it's ruining, it's corrupting, it's being destroyed. Yeah, that's what's happening to all of us. To all of us. It's just dying. Just perishing, corrupting. The outward man, yes. It's what's happening. Every day the outward man is being destroyed by pain, problems, burdens, and trials that are thrown against us. Some people probably listening to the sound of my voice that has some harsh physical infirmities. Your outward man is perishing. Probably somebody listening to me, you've got some mental issues. No, honestly. Your outward man is perishing. Some people probably in their middle age. Your outward man is perishing. There's some people that are serious for Jesus, soldiers of the cross. Oh, no pain, no soldier, no pain, no crown. Right? If you're a soldier, you're wearing some weight. You're bearing a cross. And that's why we're so prone to give up and faint. And lose heart. You understand that? The fallen nature, the whole entire world is under the curse of God because of sin. And that outward man is perishing. I'm trying to be slow and tactful. It's easy for me to get excited. I want you to hear these things. Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. It's happening to all of us. We're groaning for it. The outward man is perishing. We will all waste away. We will all die. We might die of old age and slip out into eternity in our sleep. We might die as a child or as a young adult. We might have a sudden heart attack. We might get cancer and slowly waste away. We could get consumed by Alzheimer's. Or we could just all of a sudden die in a car wreck. Or even struck by lightning. I don't know. But there's 10,000s away you can die, but one thing is sure of every person, he's perishing. The outward man is perishing. We are dying. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Our lives are fragile. They're like jars of clay. And one day that vessel's going to crack. It's going to break and it's going to fade away. That's the nature of life. Read about it in Ecclesiastes 12. The outward man is dying, rotting, broken, ruined. And all those problems are associated with us getting discouraged by it and wanting to lose heart. We're fallen people in a fallen world. And the foolishness of man compounds that. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Wow. Death worketh in us. Sound familiar? Yeah, we've studied those verses. The first part of chapter 4. But we don't lose heart. We don't faint. No. We're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Hallelujah. Because our inward man is renewed day by day. That's tomorrow. That's the next broadcast. Our inward man is renewed. That's why we don't faint. He's alive in our heart. The Word works in us. The Spirit bubbles up in us. The promises come up. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to be a stat. You don't have to be one of those people who used to walk with God. You don't have to be one of those people who used to go to church. You don't have to be one of those people who used to teach. You don't have to be one of those people who used to be faithful. You don't have to be one of those people that say, well, I used to. Well, there was a day, but... Paul says, I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to lose heart. And you could be on the brink of quitting. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if ye faint not. Don't faint. Don't quit. Hold. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. It's a familiar struggle. The outward man is perishing. Look to Jesus and live. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus and be saved. Look to Jesus. And find your strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Don't faint. Don't lose heart, even though your outward man perish. And on next broadcast, but your inward man is renewed day by day. God bless you. Be encouraged in the Lord. He's coming soon. Don't give up. We've come too far. Oh, we've come too far to look back now.